The Union Cash Program gives new home buyers a great deal, plus $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the unions. Search Union Home Building Partnership online for details.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Radio Land, feel free to sing along if you like. You know the words? Turn the volume up. We got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Yeah. That's right.
Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of.
A real hunk with defined lats and pecs and rippling calf muscles.
Easy.
His biceps bulge just
easy.
Right. He's so limber that he does splits like a 16-year young cheerleader.
Hello. Easy, Paul. That's Paul Harris. Oh, man, he's fired up. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. They're not home builders. That home simply means that if you decide to change your home entertainment room because it had been set up for the bulky old television that weighed 200 pounds, you're going to probably need some new cabinetry, and boy, do they know cabinetry. Of course, kitchens, bathrooms, great reputation, been doing this for quite a while. They didn't just start yesterday. Thompson Price. Remember that name, Price. Kitchens, Baths, Home. Whoa, hold on here. Hold it.
What happened there?
What happened? We have to have that, you know, What happened?
Oh, there it is, the computer.
Hey!
I'm sure we'll be hearing an apology soon from Peon, because they threw everything off. I'm thrown off now. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm so thrown off, but let me see if I
You're
can
You're introducing Peon, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Our control board operator, who sometimes stumbles and makes a mistake, not often, but he just did, and he'll apologize later, is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, and if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from your 401k, now is a great time to sit down and explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
And?
Oh, and sorry, everybody.
Dan, did he sound like he meant it?
Yeah.
Kind of threw it off a little. I just threw it out there. It didn't sound like he really meant it. Try it again.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay, I bought it that time. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Oh, it was? Oh, Radboy says you don't even have to apologize. It was his fault.
Really?
Yeah, he said before you came in, he was over there messing around with the control board. I guess he thinks he's going to learn how to operate it, and he was eating while he did it, and he dropped a piece of what in there?
Cheese.
By the switch. A piece of cheese got in by the switch, and that's why it stopped. All right, so he's the one apologizing. That rat boy, cheese obsessed. Give it up, if you would, please, for... Hear that clarinet? You're not going to hear clarinet playing like that just everywhere. You got to go to these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Note.
One day we ought to do just like a 1-hour interview with Bruce.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting, I think, for people.
You won't? You never?
He says he'll never do it.
Hmm.
He's not interested
really?
In it. Yeah. He just likes just playing. He doesn't want to talk. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Wish I had the number. I guess I could look it up. I don't know how accurate it would be. Of the companies that say they're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business.
Tom Price and his wife Candy came out to see our band,
that's
the
right.
Southside Johnny Band.
Joe Harden sent me some pictures.
Yeah.
They came out. Candy?
Yeah, Tom and Candy, and then Joe Harden and Betty and CW and Katie, they all came out.
And how they like Johnny B. Good? Did they like the band?
The Southside Johnny Band, they loved us.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band. But they really really like this. And I gave Tom Price a plug. I told everybody in the place if they were looking for a kitchen and bath or anything like that to give him a call or go see him.
Now, you know what? I'm just going to give you some advice. I know him well enough to know that probably made him uncomfortable.
He didn't even hear me do it. He was talking.
Oh, okay. Because then it makes it almost look like that's why he came there, so you could give him a plug.
No, and at that point, because I just blurted stuff out, at that point I was under the influence of a Percocet because my kidney stone had really started acting up at that point.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're excused. Yeah. You're excused, even if you did do it and he did hear it. Now, that's the great thing about Tom Price is... I like to say, and I've said this before, that when you meet somebody, whether it's a neighbor in your neighborhood or somebody through work or somebody that did work for you or you did work for them, if you really get to know them, the most you can ask of anybody is that they're just decent people. He's a decent man. He is. He's a good guy. And I know a little more about him than I know about some advertisers, personally, that is. And I'm going to tell you, this is a guy, if he's your friend, he's your friend, and he's a good friend to have, and he has integrity, and he has ethics, and he's loyal. And those are three things that are getting harder and harder to find. And I'm sure that having been in business as long as he's been, if you search, there'll be somebody who has something to say that's not very flattering. But you know what? There are people that say that about me and about most of you, because you can't please everybody all the time. And it's probably somebody who just likes to complain and gripes about everything, about where they had dinner, and the water wasn't, the glass was dirty, or blah, 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 blah. Truth is, Thompson Price is a company that takes tremendous pride in the work they do. They want you to tell everybody you know when they ask you, how did it work out with that company you had do your kitchen and bath? They want one answer from you, and that's, it was great. We couldn't have picked a better company, and boy, are we happy. And that's going to be your answer, because that's the only way they do it. Mine is an old story I've told far too many times. I tried to cut some corners when we did our kitchen with them, and I thought I was going to really, you know, I'm really going to save some money here, and I'm going to have the floor done separately, because he wouldn't do it, because the floor I wanted was crap and he wouldn't put it in. He won't have any part of that. And I was stupid. It was a big mistake, and eventually we had it taken out and redone the right way. They only do things one way, the right way. They will not let you talk them into shoddy workmanship. That is not the product they want out there. If you want to see some examples of, and these are just a few examples of what can be done, go to their showroom. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270. It's in De Pere. It's in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli. You can't miss it. But keep in mind, those are just a few examples. There's not a showroom big enough to contain all the ideas. Because the other thing is, new ideas come along every month, every week. Things, products get introduced to the market. Ideas. They come up with ideas. You come up with ideas. But when it's all over, you notice I didn't say at the end of the day? I'm not going to say that. When it's over, when the process is finished, the job is complete, you are going to, for years and years and years, be so happy with that kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms from Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com. There is new research information, and I believe this 100%. Sometimes you read the results of research and you go, wow, that can't be right. No, I believe this, and it's about voices. And I am kind of a student of voices. I've always wished I had a great voice. Dan Strauss has the best voice in this room.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a radio voice. I have a very average voice. Peon, kind of like me.
Peon has a good voice, though.
It's better than mine. Yeah. Okay. By the way, what's wrong with this? You both got better voices than I do. But I've always thought, wouldn't it be great to have just a really great voice, that James Earl Jones type thing? And this is an interesting piece of research, because what it says is that women have the ability to change their voices to make themselves sound hotter or sexier. And that is absolutely true.
Right.
But men can't. Men can't do it. When men try to sound sexy, you just sound like a dork. You sound yes. like a guy being a dork. But if women, once they master it, and here's the scary thing and the warning that comes with that. Gentlemen, and you probably already know this, the hotter she sounds on the phone, boo-doo-boo-doo-boo, warning, no, warning always, Will Robinson.
That's always been a radio credo. Yeah.
It's usually means she's a 500-pounder, or she's got that fake voice for the phone, and that's not really how she sounds once you're married.
That's usually those 900, those 1-900
sex
numbers.
Calls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, it's interesting, but it's not something I didn't already know. It says, now, it says men can make themselves sound confident, and most women... To most women, that is attractive, when a man sounds confident. And the sound of confidence, according to the researcher, says that he has earning potential. See, it all goes back to chicks want money. Mm. That's what they want. Oh, he sounds confident. I'll bet he'll make a good living, which means he'll spend it on me, which means I can have stuff. So, yeah, I'll go for that guy. It says, men are sexy. This is a great quote. Men are sexy if they sound rich. I think
I don't know how you sound,
rich.
Well, you know, I think I do know how. If you
depending
say
on what you talk about,
exactly
my portfolio.
Exactly. I was at a board meeting yesterday with some guys. Let's see what else we have here. Oh boy, this is the only reason I'm mentioning this story. It took place in San Francisco, and I'm convinced that if you said, okay, just pick one city with probably more nuts in it than anywhere else, it's got to be San Francisco. This guy was having sex with a seat on a like a metro bus, like a sort of a, you know, some cities have the, like Chicago has the L, and San Francisco
sex
has
with a seat.
Yeah, he was pleasuring himself. He was wearing either like a red thong or some little underwear, and he was gyrating on his stomach, and rubbing himself on the seat, and then he flipped over and started pleasuring himself with his hand. He was also smoking crack cocaine. Ooh, there's that, right? But what I found interesting was what I think is so interesting in many of these stories, and that's that when the defense attorney comes along, and you see this a lot, that the excuse is, and the reason you're supposed to just, let it go, is... He didn't take his medication. How many times are we seeing this recently? Oh, he was off his meds. Your Honor, he normally would never try to do it with a seat. He would never flip over and do himself on a bus like that. But this morning, he did not take his medication. Oh, well, you know what? Right. Not guilty. Next case. I think that's one of those that's become the popular way to get people a not guilty verdict. This is just an aside, but I think it's interesting. One of these days we're going to talk about heroin on this show, and the people in the room with me know why. And many of you will be stunned when we do, because there's, somebody in the room here is much closer to the heroin epidemic than they'd like to be. Put it that way. It's in the family. But I found this to be fascinating. Again, not a surprise. The Drug Enforcement Administration has been around for about 40 years. This government has spent hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars to fight drugs. Today, drugs are more available and more affordable than they've ever been before. And I'm talking about illegal, bought off the street. How about that? That whole DARE program. They said 5 years ago, they finally came out and said this was a complete waste of money. Painting the police cars, putting a car, didn't do anything. Didn't do one bit of good.
Having cops in schools.
Didn't do any good.
No.
It didn't do anything. You remember when I told you that I found out from a cop that some high schools have cops right out of the academy posing as seniors? They go to class? I thought that was really interesting.
That like 21 Jump Street, that movie.
Yeah, and my own kids had a cop in their school, and they didn't know it till they graduated, and a St. Louis County cop then told us and told my boys, said, you know, and knew what school they went to, and said, we had two officers who were seniors in your class. And they went, what? Because these are guys that look younger than they are, and they're just out of the academy. Here's something I'm kind of tired of. I read this article about this. I can't pronounce this guy's name. This lunatic that's the brother who's still alive, Jokar Zarnaev or whatever that guy's
name.
Boston, the Boston bombing guy.
Mm-hmm.
In this article, it says that his defense team has been complaining in court filings that we're not treating this guy right. Oh. They said that he has been in total isolation, and that's not fair, and that he hasn't been able to run or jog or use the facility, the recreational facilities, the way some of the other... Oh, what's wrong with us? We got to stop that.
That's not right.
It's not right. I thank Peon for this article. I found this extremely interesting. I know what an emu is. It's like an ostrich. I actually had a friend who had three emus, and they're goofy-looking things, and the closest thing to them is an ostrich. Guess what's becoming a popular thing to eat in, obviously, New York? That's where it usually starts, is emu eggs. An emu egg, you can buy them at Whole Foods. They're $30 a piece.
Whoa. Good grief.
But here's the deal. They are about 12 times the size of a chicken egg. An emu egg weighs 2 pounds. It's a 2-pound egg. So they're making these, and they say they're absolutely delicious. And the other thing that makes them appealing is evidently they're real pretty. They're like an emerald color. It's a really striking egg. It almost looks more like a precious stone than it does an egg. And they say the color is nature's way of camouflaging the egg. When the emus lay their eggs in the grass, the color hides them from animals so they don't eat them. See? Nature's smart.
Wow.
Nature's pretty smart. And they said emu eggs taste great. And there's some places in New York where you can buy, they say, like an emu omelet with mushrooms and all scraps, serves like 6 people. So maybe, can you get them here? And say, I don't think.
Oh, Whole Foods we have here.
I'm sure.
Well, if we
can
have Whole Foods, then you must be able to buy an emu egg. I told you a couple of times over the years that we've had 2 different friends since we've been married. That's a long time. Who worked in emergency rooms in the hospital. They're doctors. And we've talked from time to time about the weird things that people show up in the emergency room for, which ultimately leads to things that people shove up their butts, because that's a common occurrence. Here's a story that I'm looking at about a guy who calls 911 because he's unable to remove from his rectum the toilet roll holder. You know that spring-loaded thing?
Oh, yeah. What the heck?
Yeah, he got that. He shoved that up his butt. But by the way, there are about 1,000 people a year that go to the emergency room with stuff up their butts. As Jerry Seinfeld would say, who are these people?
Wow.
I told you, man. A buddy of mine worked at Barnes. And he said he worked in admitting in the emergency room, wasn't a doctor. He said the most memorable night of his whole time there was this drop-dead gorgeous blonde who came in the emergency room. And he was the guy that had to write you up when you, okay, be seated, somebody will be with you. And when he asked why she's there, she wouldn't tell him. And he said, I put something down. She said, well, it's personal. And he finally said, ma'am, I have to know why you're in the emergency room because, you know, doctors see people sitting here based on priority. And finally she said, I have a hot dog stuck up my rectum.
A hot dog?
Yeah. Apparently she tried to get it all out and it broke off. And so she still had half a hot dog up her butt. And he said, he just looked at her and he thought, in a million years, I would never look at a girl that looks like you, Playmate of the Year, and think, I bet she's got a hot dog up her butt.
Is it a ballpark, Frank?
Yeah, it's a good one, Dan.
Those are a little wider, I think.
Now, have you ever been to Joe's Crab Shack?
Sure.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, I went once and didn't like it. You may not want to go after this. And by the way, if you're Joe's Crab Shack or you own them or you own a franchise, if they're franchised, man, this is not good to read this. The Center for Science in the Public Interest is a watchdog group. And they have, they've hammered Joe's Crab Shack. They say they have this partially hydrogenated margarine butter blend that they say is responsible for huge levels of trans fat. And so they want the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to start getting tougher. And here's exactly what they say. Here's the quote from Michael Jacobson. He's the executive director of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. And if you're Joe's Crab Shack, you just go, okay, well, we might as well close the doors. Here's what he says. Joe's Crab Shack is a nutritional shipwreck of a restaurant chain.
Whoa.
Ruining expensive seafood with cheap, industrially produced trans fat designed to simulate butter. And until the company fixes the problem and switches to a healthier substitute, eat at Joe's at your own risk. And that's the risk of heart disease and death.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Quite a review.
Wow. Not good. I think I just have enough time. This is not really a joke. It's sort of a bonus. Somebody sent me this, and here's the premise. The boss of a big ad agency has a staff meeting, and he says, all right, we're going to have some fun. He says, I want everybody here to, we're going to have a contest. The theme is Viagra advertising slogans, and the only rule is you have to use a past slogan that somebody else used, an existing slogan, a slogan that's either currently used or was used, but used for another product. And you have to use that to capture the essence of Viagra. Slight alterations are acceptable. And here are just some of the things that were submitted. And I'll just go with the ones I thought were funniest. Again, slogans used for other products. Remember the Bud was up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Viagra, what's up? Yeah, what's up? Here's one. Viagra, like a rock. It works. Chevy truck. Viagra, when it absolutely, positively has to be in there tonight. Viagra, reach out and touch someone. Viagra, strong enough for a man but made for a woman. Viagra, home of the Whopper. Viagra, we bring your thing to life. Remember, GE was
yeah.
And here's the the last two. This is your wiener. This is your wiener on Viagra. I mean, the drug thing. And number one to me on the list, Viagra, the quicker pecker picker upper. And now to the real joke, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I will always be grateful to Outdoors Ned because about 6 or 7 years ago, he called and said, I think I have a joke you don't know, and he did. So I've only been telling it for 6 or 7 years, and it's funny, I remember about 5 jokes and remember who told them to me because it's so rare. And here's the joke Outdoors Ned told me. A salesman traveling to a small town because he's got to make a speech for his company, and he arrives late afternoon. He's got to make a speech the next morning at 10 o'clock to, you know, one of his clients. And he gets in a hotel room. He's in a hurry. He wants to get unpacked and get some sleep. He wants to be his best. And in his haste to unpack, he's got a new suitcase he's not familiar with and a latch that's different. He rips his suit pants right down the front of one leg like a big 6-inch open rip. Jagged, ragged rip. Not even a clean cut. He looks at the clock. It's 10 minutes till 6. He's got to make a speech at 10. It's the only suit he has. This is a small little town. There's no clothing store around. So he runs down to the hotel lobby and he goes, I got to have a tailor. I need a tailor. And that's an emergency. And the guy goes, I think it's a tailor shop right around the corner. You go out and turn right and turn, make another right around the corner. And so he runs out and he's got the suit pants in his hand. And he looks up and he sees a sign and it says, Murray Fink. What do you think? I mend clothes for free. And he thinks, this is like a godsend. This is like a miracle. And he notices they close at 6. He looks at his watch. 5 till 6. He runs in there. Mr. Fink, Murray Fink. And before he walks in, he stops and looks at the sign again. Murray Fink. What do you think? I mend clothes for free. So he runs in. Hope I'm not too late. And Murray Fink, old Murray Fink, says, too late for what? He says, hope I'm not too late to get these pants made. He says, well, I'm closing up the shop now. I close at 6. It's 3 till 6. He goes, Mr. Fink, look, I got to speak in the morning. My pants are ripped. Look at this rip. And he goes, oh, wee, wee, wee. That's a huge rip. He goes, yes, Mr. Fink, is there any way that you could repair this so it's not noticeable. If anyone can do it, I can do it, but I'm closing at 6 o'clock. He said, Mr. Fink, please, please. You've got to be a good man. I'm just sensing you're an honorable, decent man who would help a guy in a situation like me. What time do you speak tomorrow? He says, 10 o'clock. Tell you what, I open at 9. I will come in early. I will fix these pants. You will not know ever there was a tear. And you'll make it to you. He says, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. He leaves the pants. He walks out. He turns around. He looks back. Lights are being turned off by Mr. Fink, and he looks again at that sign. Murray Fink, what do you think? I mend clothes for free. Next morning, he's there right at 9 o'clock. Walks in. It's at one of those bells. Ding, 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 ding. The gold-type shop. And he says, Mr. Fink. He goes, I know why you're here. Your pants are ready. What do you think? And he shows them to him. You can't even tell there was a tear. Unbelievable. He says, Mr. Fink, you're a lifesaver. He goes, that'll be $246. The guy says, what? He says, $246. Normally, it would have been $150, but I had to come in early. I put you special front of the line. I knew I'm important. What, $246? He said, wait a second. What about what it says on the front of the store? He goes, what about it? He says, well, it says on the front of the store, Murray Fink. What do you think? I'm in clothes for free. He goes, no. You're reading it wrong. It says, Murray Fink. What do you think? I'm in clothes for free?
Meep, meep. Let's get a look at the highways. We've had some slow spots out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, right now, the good thing, there's no accidents or incidents to report on any of the major highways, but the downside is we've got some heavy traffic. Eastbound 270, you're slowing now from Highway 370 near Missouri Bottom all the way over through New Flores. In southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset down through Highway 40, and then we're a little bit slow between there and Pockets down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, still slowing from Lindbergh down through Highway 270. You continue slow again for the Merrimack River all the way to Bowles. On eastbound 40, it looks like we're jammed up now between Clarkson and Mason. We're a little bit slow on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, but then 270 through Mason and from 94 to west of Highway K. We've got stop-and-go traffic there. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing now Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Try the new Lucky Sevens playbook, the first ever book of scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Every playbook has six games with 122 chances to win. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called RingAway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. RingAway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-9459. Again, RingAway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-9459. That's 1-800-500-9459.
Here's a quick quiz from SelectQuote that can literally change your life. First, how much did your family earn last year? How much were your expenses? Now, if something tragic happened to you or your spouse, do you have enough put aside to cover those expenses for several years? If not, you need life insurance. Now, I know money is tight, but you probably don't know that term life insurance through SelectQuote can be incredibly affordable. I'm Heather McFadden, a SelectQuote agent. Every day, I impartially shop highly rated life insurance companies and find healthy people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s hundreds of thousands of dollars in protection for only a dollar or two a day. That's right, only a dollar or two a day. See for yourself. All it takes is a quick, no-obligation call to SelectQuote.
Call 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-644-4945. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-644-4945. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-644-4945. That's 1-800-644-4945.
If you've tried everything and still have pain,
ow,
you need Athletic Sports Medicine. Their medical doctors will diagnose and rehabilitate your injury with manual therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care, and sports psychology coaching. Dr. Williams has developed Dr. Hydrate as a sports drink for total body hydration and muscle energy. With no preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors, Dr. Hydrate delivers improved hydration and performance. Athletic Sports Medicine at 94 and Hamseth Roads in St. Charles can help. Call 636-552-4275. Online at athleticsportsmedicine.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get...
Still recovering from bronchitis.
Let me go.
and respiratory infection. I know it sounds horrible, but hopefully every day's a little better. We'll find out. We'll be able to tell by the way he sounds, and we're going to hear how he sounds after I tell you who makes his appearance possible every day. That's Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's, if you've never been there, you know, it's like that list, that bucket list thing. You've been lots of places, but if you've never eaten at Annie Gunn's, you got to put that on that list as something that's a must. And don't forget about the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, another day toward total recovery, Mike Evans. So,
slowly but surely.
If you had a choice of this long-term thing you had or a real intense, painful 2 days of Dan Strauss kidney stone pain, which would you take?
Well, I've had my own. I've had kidney stone surgery, so I know that.
Which would you take?
That's
a tough one. One's short-term, one's long-term.
If it was just 2 days, I think I would take the kidney stone.
That's what I thought you'd say.
But preferably neither.
You sound better today.
Thanks. Here's your pop quiz question, St. Louis. Come on now. Get her done, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Bought two last week. What? Huh? What? Bought two what? Houses. Horses. Cars. Dogs. Answer in a minute. Lindsay Lohan, latest. You know, when she agreed to do the reality show on the Oprah Network, she promised that she would stay sober. She would be up early for every shoot. She wouldn't miss a single scheduled shoot. Always be in control. Don't do anything to embarrass the show. Mm-hmm. Well, she hasn't done any of that. She never shows up on time, so the production is always stranded, costs millions of dollars. Now, of course, the story that she had a miscarriage in the last couple of weeks. I doubt if she even knows who the daddy is. I don't believe she had a miscarriage at all. I mean, I don't believe that at all. I think she just did that to take some of the heat off of her. That she's been getting all these complaints and get a little sympathy. I don't believe her.
Yeah, I don't think Oprah seems to me like she'd be very difficult to work for. I can't imagine she puts up with this crap for very long.
I can't imagine either. And she's Lindsay, the last few nights, has been spotted at one of New York's big private after-hour clubs. Some say drinking and up on stage dancing with topless girls to 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Leon wants the address of that place.
Yeah, please.
They probably put that on the reality show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Scoop on her just as messed up mom, Dina. Dina Lyon.
Oh, yeah, she's hot. Come on.
She'll be doing 100 hours community service for her DUI conviction, 50 hours picking up trash alongside the Long Island Expressway.
Beautiful.
And the other 50 hours cleaning toilets in New York subways.
I hope she has to do it all.
Oh, you know, she's got to love that. Cleaning them toilets in the subways. That's beautiful. Love Nuggets, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Says, quote, "You're wasting your time looking at my boobs. My butt is my best feature."
Wrong. Sorry, Sophia. Yeah, disagree.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Ego party of one person that would even think about saying that, but I don't know.
Yeah, first of all, for a woman to say you're wasting, she doesn't know men very well. It's never a waste of time staring at good boobs. That's not what we call a waste of time.
No?
Yeah. No.
Not at all?
That's quality time.
Really?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, but it's like watching the guy cook a steak when you're hungry, but you don't get to eat it.
I don't know. There's still. I know it's torture. It's self-torture, but there's still something about it. It's one of the great sights in nature.
I guess I can relate to that when I see what way women look at me when I'm in my Speedos.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing. Demi Moore.
Yeah. Asked
Ashton Kutcher for the exact date that he and Mila Kunis are getting married this summer. Demi is going to leave 2 weeks before their wedding, go to India on a retreat on the complete other side of the planet, and stay 2 weeks after they've been married, be gone a month, just so she can avoid paparazzi and this whole thing. I guess she must still carry some kind of torch for Ashton.
I think he's the one that carries the torch, if you know what I mean.
Is that Nancy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. Regarding those Clown Jackson brothers.
Brother.
who are demanding that they should be able to maintain some amount of custody of Michael's three kids, and thus also keeping Michael's estate money close by. They are vowing to fight Debbie Rowe for the custody of these kids. You know, what I find most fascinating about this whole story is that in the 5 years since Michael's death, I have never, not once, seen the Jackson brothers with any of Michael's three kids. I mean, not out at their school functions, at ball games, at family gathering, ever. I've never seen them together with them in 5 years. You don't think those brothers just care about the money they might get out of it?
No, no, that's a close-knit family.
That is a terrible thing for me to even say.
No, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed.
Which one is it that has that goofy hair that looks like a Shriner's hat or something? That Jermaine?
Jermaine.
It's like a square.
On Wife Swap?
I don't watch that.
Oh, real quickly, he was on Wife Swap, and he swapped with one of the Baldwin brothers' wives. And the Baldwin brother's wife, very, very together woman, she goes to the house, and they're going through Jermaine's house, and every single room has these temporary closets and hangers like you see in stores. It's completely of his clothes in every room, the bathrooms, I mean, jewelry, one room with nothing but colognes. And she goes, "You're a hoarder." She goes, "This is ridiculous." She goes, "You need some help with this." She goes, "The first thing we're going to do is get some kind of organization to clean this up a little bit so there's room for the rest of your family in your house. You're a hoarder." He goes, "No, nobody's going to touch my clothes." And they got in an argument, and he went into his bedroom, locked the door. After 10 hours, the production crew finally shut down, and they left. And then his attorneys contacted Discovery Channel and said that he's pulling out of the deal. The wife it lasted 1 week. He would not go out in front of the cameras again. It was over.
Well, let's face it. Jermaine does not need the publicity. He's got a skyrocketing career. He's got a.
Wait
a minute. I'm thinking of somebody
else. Yeah. Boy, is he ugly.
Yeah, he's weird.
Looks like his face caught on fire. He put it out with an ice pick.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous. And he's the one that says that they made Michael.
And finally.
There we go. Linda Gomez bought two last week. What were they? Two houses, two horses, two cars, two dogs.
Houses.
Wow, that's what I was going to say, but I don't want to just go with the flow here, so I'll say dogs.
She bought two quarter horses.
I was close.
Oh, yeah, they have four legs. See
ya! Anybody remember why it's called a quarter horse?
Quarter mile?
Yeah.
The fastest horse in the world for a quarter mile. Yeah. Very good. Breaking coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
There's Tim Weiland with a final look at traffic for us, Tim.
All right, Dan, things are starting to wind down. You still had some heavy traffic on southbound 270 between Olive and Ladue, and then it's just off the pace, we'll call it, between Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, though, still stacking up McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170, heavy from 70 up through Airport Road. You have that construction zone on Highway 255 in both directions between 270 and 162, so you've got slow traffic there. And on westbound 40, it looks like we have stop and go from Hampton through McCausland, just off the pace, though, from Highway 170 out through Mason. This traffic report, it's brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Try the new Lucky Sevens playbook, the first ever book of scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Every playbook has six games with 122 chances to win. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Wednesday morning on McGraw Live. Shakespeare! It's the bar's 450th birthday this week. We'll talk about it with the folks from the Shake 38. More technology in St. Louis. We'll take you live to the Gateway 2 Innovation Conference. Dr. Brad Freeman in with medical news, Kat Neville from Feast Magazine, and more. McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
All right, who in the studio had a good time today? Raise your hands.
Yay.
Okay, nobody. Maybe tomorrow we'll try it again. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A violent crash south of Mascoutah will tell you what the men in the maroon car were doing. It led to this.
And a children's choir from Africa spreading joy about St. Louis and the world.
It is the first new residential building in downtown St. Louis since the 1960s, and it's about to open its doors. We've got a tour for you from the bottom to the top.
But first on Fox, thieves are caught stealing hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise from the Nike factory store at the St. Louis Outlet Mall in Hazelwood. Fox 2 Shirley Washington joins us now with details on who was involved and how police found out about the crimes. Shirley.
Well, Sandy, police say a store employee was the mastermind of the plan that went awry after in-house security became suspicious of his work habits and started watching him on surveillance video. Hazelwood police say 20-year-old Jacob Stowers, a former cashier at the Nike factory store at St. Louis Outlet Mall,